I wanted to tell you something. You know, you asked me earlier why I love you. And I just blushed and stammered about the stars. Oh, I want you to know. When I was young and I lived in the city, everyone asked me why I stayed, why I loved it so much, when it was so busy, full of people, no space to breathe, no one to talk to, no one who knew my name, no one understood, and I couldn't make them understand. When the sun went down, the city was still thriving, bustling, but when I looked up, the stars, oh, the stars were so beautiful, and they watched us. They watched us live our lives, being so close to other people, feeling. The joy in the differences, the fire that burned along the streets. So many stories, so many stories. It made me feel alive. I looked up at the stars and I felt so alive. I felt incandescent. And the stars watched. But I could never explain that to people. I could never explain the liquid gold that ran through my veins. And that's what I see in your eyes. When you look at me, I see that feeling. The city, the streets, the busyness, the sky at night. It's all there. And it's unexplainable. And I look at you. I burn so brightly. When you touch me, I feel more alive than I ever have. It is a revelation. The same way that my life changed when I moved to the city. When I found you, it changed. It expanded. It became more. Such a small word for something so extraordinary. Everything became more. The fire became stronger, hotter, brighter. You touch me and the sparks, oh, they send shivers down my spine. And it's not always good. But even when we argue, I feel more alive than I ever have. And the same way that I can never leave the city, I can never lose this. I know I'm blushing. In you I see stars. I see everything that they are. Everything that they see. Everything that they mean to me. You are stars. You are stars to me. And I love you. I love you. And I thank you. I thank you for being my star. Stop looking at me like that. I am not cute. Okay, you are distinctly less starlight now. Shut up. Shut up. Do you know what happens to people who mock? Do you? I'm not inching for the pillow. I'm not inching for the pillow. I am. Yes, I have inched. Just because you're my star does not mean that I will not batter you with a pillow. I will beat you into submission. That I promise. I will always kiss it better. Stop looking at me like that. Stop looking at me like I'm... I always thought that the stars watched me, but I never saw it before, and I feel so special, but, I know I'm blushing. I'm trying to decide between burying my head in this pillow or hitting you with it again. Well, you have a better idea. What's that? That was a better idea. Now we should get some sleep. What? You don't want to go to sleep. What do you want? I'd like to look at the stars with you. I'd like nothing more. Oh, you are wonderful. I'm so lucky. So, so lucky. But you, my darling star. You're still gonna get hit the pillow! Okay. I'll go make some tea. And you go and make a nice little blanket fort. And then we'll take a look at the stars and I will tell you why you are going to be beat to death with this pillow.